Hello, ladies and gentlemen. I'd like to welcome you wonderful listeners back to the fifth episode of Mocha Time, the podcast where we get a drink and we reflect on our places in the massive world in which we live, and we also try to answer any questions that we might have. I'm your host, Mr. Mocha, and tonight's choice of beverage is not very caffeinated at all. It's some green tea, 2 teaspoons of Black Forest honey and some mint. For the people that know me on a personal level, I've often joked that without my green tea, I wouldn't be as scented as I normally am, which isn't entirely incorrect. It's a very soothing drink, like a warm bubble bath or a nice massage, something that makes you relax. And given that we're slowly drawing towards a close of school and university, more time at work with the holidays coming up, I think relaxation is something that we all need. In tonight's episode, our question is, why does what I do now matter in the future? Find a quiet space, so it's just you, your thoughts, and the podcast. So let's sit, take a sip, and get right into it. Picture this, just for a moment. You're much older than you are now, 80, 90. You're sat in your favorite chair and the window is open. It's a nice warm day. You can feel the sun hugging your skin like a loving embrace, and you have a smile on your face, watching the clouds drift by without a care in the world. And there you are, reminiscing about all the things you have done in your lifetime and how proud you are of them. Now, if you had to swap places with that version of you right now, what sorts of achievements would come to mind? What experiences would come to mind? What made them memorable for you? Were they meaningful to you? How have they helped you now? This episode is almost a continuation from episodes 3 and 4. In episode 3, we really talked about the importance of flexibility and finding positivity in what appears to be a negative situation. In episode 4, we really focused on stress and time management and working effectively. But the one thing that we haven't really discussed is why we should work hard in the first place. By the end of this episode, we should hopefully both have an understanding of that. This has been a topic that I really wanted to discuss, and the timing of the episode is almost uncanny. As many of you already know, we unfortunately have had to say goodbye to 2 talented, unforgettable creators in the fictional field. Stan Lee, the creative leader of the world-recognized Marvel Comics, and Steven Hillenburg, the creator of the hit television program SpongeBob SquarePants, both of which still entertain individuals of all ages to this day. I remember logging on to one of my personal accounts on a social media platform in late November, and it gave me a reminder of a post that I had written in 2016. It was a list of all the, how I phrased it at the time, negative events that had transpired. The list was inclusive of my comments on how sad it was that Alan Rickman, an internationally cherished and talented actor, had passed away, as well as how sad it was that Muhammad Ali, who had become a sporting legend, a source of inspiration to many people, including myself, had also passed away. Despite their lack of physical presence now, their names and their works, be they in the forms of films or documentaries or novels or autobiographies, still exist and are still cherished by the people of the present. What they have done has continued to exist beyond their physical existences, and we could call this a legacy effect, an effect in which the consequences of one's actions continue to affect people long after the individual's departure. Either departure from the environment in which the actions were performed, or departure from the physical plane of existence that we are used to. If I had to make it simpler, one could say that the actions of these individuals, as I mentioned, have lasted. They made a difference in the lives of people beyond their own existences. and in a time much after that of the actions performed. Alternatively, we could say that these individuals left a legacy, or made things count, which is something that we are all driven to do from time to time. We're just given different reasons as to why we should. One example of a reason why is, I want my family name to be remembered. That is a reason I've heard many times, and you may have heard it many times yourselves. I was having a conversation with a friend last week, and he pointed out that, well, if you had a daughter, and she took her husband's last name, then your name no longer continues, which is a fair argument as to why a family name being remembered may not be a strong enough drive to pursue a legacy effect in the work that we do. Contrarily, some people also argue what the point of a legacy effect is. You may have heard some people say, I'm not going to be here, so why should it matter? Why should I bother in trying to make a difference in the world around me when I am going to go? Another argument is, whether you believe in God or not, you don't take anything but your soul with you to the afterlife, if you believe in one. Money, degrees, they stay on earth. What's the point when everything is limited to the physical plane and is therefore finite? In their own right, they are all good questions. I'm not here to disprove people's beliefs. As soothing of a voice as I've been told to have, that is not my place. I am merely here to have a discussion with you and offer an alternative perspective on the world around you. Now, some people offer one answer to all of the reasons or counter-arguments to the legacy effect mentioned previously. They say, this is bigger than you. I don't like using that phrase. This is bigger than you. I believe the phrase is quite condescending. It makes us as human beings, as living entities, seem insignificant to something which we haven't actually defined, and I believe we are significant. Human beings are powerful creatures. You, as a listener, are a powerful being. Whether you actively use that power, or whether it remains dormant is another discussion, but it doesn't change the fact that with your words, or your actions, even just something as simple as a smile, has the ability to change someone's entire day in mere seconds. Isn't that amazing in itself? Yes, there are things that are physically bigger than us. The moon, the stars, the planets. But I believe the phrase, this is bigger than you, not only makes us seem insignificant, but means we have an obligation to contribute to legacy, and that's not the way I believe we should approach life. Stanley, Stephen Hillenburg, Alan Rickman, Muhammad Ali. These individuals, just to name a few, they didn't have a legacy effect because they felt an obligation to something bigger than them. They had a love for a craft, a way of life, and they threw themselves into that craft and defined a space for themselves. That love was seen and applauded by so many, and it's that love that people still remember and value so dearly. Their legacy effect was born out of love. A sincere desire to bring things to life, to push themselves, to evolve. And it's that type of mindset that others recognize, take on board, and employ for themselves in their own ways. Mind you, having a legacy effect does not require you to become famous. You don't need to be on a center stage with millions of people watching you. A legacy effect can be something as simple as stopping to buy someone who's homeless a hot chocolate and a pack of biscuits, or a bottle of water. Because what really is £3 to you? Maybe a meal deal from Tesco, but that's of little consequence. To someone else, it means feeling warm in the cold. It means not being hungry. It means life may be that much more bearable, even if it's just for a little while. Your legacy effect can stretch to school or university in the form of your own summatives. If you've been given a piece of work, push yourself. Work your hardest to do the best that you can do, not necessarily to inspire others, although that is a nice serendipity, but so you can look back on your work and be proud of it. It might then be the case that your work that you are so proud of will then spur you to greater heights, to then make an impact in the lives of those around you. If you're at work, go that bit further beyond. take things in a new direction, one that might give rise to real positive change. Yes, none of this changes the fact that at some point we will all not exist in a physical plane in the form that we are currently in. But eternity still exists. It isn't as if you will cease to exist altogether. You will exist in the form of molecules. It could be a part of anything. But your actions, your words, the feelings you give to others, they may be passed on to future generations. Your essence, the thing that makes you, you, has the potential to drive the lives of people that you haven't even met or may never even meet. That's powerful stuff. That alone is reason enough to want to make a difference. At the very least, all others aside, don't you want to be in that chair that I described earlier on? Proud of what you've accomplished, not for the sole recognition of others, but for your own self-recognition. The greats did not seek the recognition of others to become who they are. They had a craft that they loved. They pursued in the face of all adversity and criticism, and they reached a pinnacle. In whatever field you are in, you have the potential to do that and truly leave a legacy. One that belongs to you, and one that can inspire someone else. So, does what I do matter in the future? It can do. And it's up to us to think about what legacy we want to leave behind. The purpose of a legacy shouldn't be for fame, but to gift something to others which can be carried on. And with Christmas coming up very soon, now, if at any time at all, is a great time for giving. And when that music comes on, that's a sign for me to go. I'd like to thank Lakey Inspired and DJ Quads for the smooth tunes that we used in this episode. Ladies and gentlemen, I've been your host, Mr. Mocha, and I'd like to thank you for tuning in. Until next time.